Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the man's birthday, Ken. You can give him an extra minute or so. Turn that back up again, please. Years young today. Is that right, Ken Laird?
No. Curtis just told me he turned irrelevant today.
Wow.
Curtis.
Bold.
Greatest artist of all time.
Okay. Wow. That's a bold statement right there.
For me, it's Picasso.
As we used to refer to him on the old show, the Gayote. Greatest artist of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, GOAT, or Tom Brady used to be the GOAT.
I can.
And Bruce Springsteen, greatest artist of all time, 71 years young today.
Wow.
By the way, Ken, during the break, a text came in. Is it accurate that you had a Disney-themed wedding?
Yes.
Disney-themed wedding. I had a two-day wedding, half one-day Indian ceremony. We had over 500 people on day one.
Wow.
One day Mickey Mouse, the other day Minnie?
No, it was a beautiful wedding in Montreal. No Disney themes.
Okay. Ken looks sexy in a Curta.
You sure about that? Because a texter is speaking of it as if it were fact. You did not have a Disney-themed wedding.
I can produce the pictures.
Okay.
All right. You had more hair than.
Suspect.
Best days of my life.
Ken is not referring to his time at WEEI.
There's no roller coaster picture with you and her. You and Mick Tux and her with a wedding dress.
He honeymooned at Epcot.
There's a.
Okay.
I mean, there are. There is a small amount of adults who enjoy going to Disney by themselves. Now, I guess I can understand it when it comes to Epcot.
Yeah.
Because you can drink your way through Epcot and eat your way through Epcot. I mean, maybe
Sandusky, Jared from Subway.
No. But like Magic Kingdom Solo, that's like.
Why would you go to Disney by it? That's a kid's theme park.
Well, if you love rides, why do you go, Ken? Is it because you love rides?
Once I was there in business. I was by myself. We had an off day. I was down there covering arena football with nothing to do in Orlando. There's no strip clubs. So I went to Epcot. What's wrong with that? It was a nice day.
There is a strip club in Orlando. Rachel's.
Is it?
Yes.
Not familiar with the
I thought that was a
steakhouse. It is a steakhouse. It's just.
That's what it shows up on your credit card statement as.
It's a steakhouse masquerading as a restaurant.
Yes.
Just like a strip club masquerading as a restaurant.
So there are adults that like to go to amusement parks by themselves?
Yes.
Really?
Some of the.
And they're not like.
They are what you would think they are.
Right.
There may be some adult Disney goers who are listening right now who will call and tell you that it's completely normal.
What's
maybe,
more pathetic?
Maybe it is.
A Disney wedding or the New Year's Eve wedding?
Anybody that has a wedding on a holiday, by the way, terrible.
Yeah, I would say
if you're
Disney's
doing New Year's Eve,
bad.
Labor Day weekend, Memorial Day. Hi, please come to the Hamptons with us and celebrate your whole Memorial Day at our 15-part wedding. No thanks, Sheila. I'm good. I'll send a gift.
I mean, is it possible that just you're looking at it from the perspective of an old maid, and that you're just bitter about that?
Uh-huh. You're going to be 54 in a few weeks. You know that, right?
Oh, the holiday wedding.
the weekend holiday wedding in general. Ugh. Danielle has never liked those. She feels like people are eating up.
Selfish.
Feels like people are eating up all of your time, mm-hmm. Just in the name of having their wedding. I don't know. I mean,
hey, you do you, people. That's fine. But, you know, when you get divorced, I want the money back for the TV we gave you as the gift. You know what I think? Going back to the theme park thing, I think the allure of going to a theme park or an action park, if you will, by yourself is that you're not held back by anybody. So if you just want to go on a few of the rides and you're like dead, you're like, I want to hit this ride, that ride, this. You don't have to deal with your friend that's like, let's go over here. Let's go to the shop. Let's grab something to eat. You can just go in, get the stuff done that you want to do, and then get out of there.
Yeah. So you're there for 30 minutes just to go on the rides?
That's it. That's all, because that's what you want to do. You don't want to spend the whole day lollygagging with someone who doesn't want to do the same things you are.
But it just seems strange that you'd be an adult and you go, all right, I want to just shoot over to Six Flags to get on 5 roller coasters.
Why not? People like roller coasters, man.
Yeah, but go with some friends, you know, make a day of it.
Yeah, but maybe they don't want that.
There are people who like doing things by themselves. Like, for instance, there's people who love to go to the movies by themselves.
Yeah, but that's different. I'll give you that. Even though that's a little bit, you know, I'll give you the movie. You can go by yourself. You're watching something. Maybe not everybody's. But going to an amusement park by yourself, I feel like that's...
You think that's weird?
Yeah.
It's the same theory, though.
It's like going to a nightclub by yourself. I mean, come on. Right?
Always weird.
But it's like the amusement park. You don't have a few friends that you can go, hey, let's gather around, go on some rides together.
Maybe you just don't want to deal with them. Maybe you've been places with those friends before and you're like, I'm not doing this. They're just going to ruin my entire experience.
Yeah, I find that strange.
I don't have an issue. This texter has an issue with people who go to dinner by themselves.
I love that.
Yeah, I have. That's strange to me, too. That's
the Wiggins is talk about people that are dining by themselves.
I look at you like... Something wrong, man.
So if you go to a restaurant and you see a dude or a lady that is there eating at a table by themselves.
Not at the bar.
Maybe reading their Kindle or something.
Yeah, that's strange.
They're not at the bar. You think that's weird?
Yeah, I'm like, you don't have not one friend that you could say, hey, let's go grab something to eat. I'm buying.
I don't want to talk to them.
But you look strange. People are making fun of you because
I don't care.
You're in a restaurant.
I don't care what you and Talena are saying about me behind my back.
You might not care. Danielle, I'm not saying you do, but we are. You're in a nice restaurant, Capital Grill, at a table, by yourself.
Throwing rolls at Chuck behind the bar,
It's like, you can't even like, oh, these what are the appetizers we like from
here? The prosciutto rolls,
these
baby.
These prosciutto rolls are tremendous.
I love the bloomin' onion there.
You can't say it. I don't know. I look at people strange.
In the case of Disney... I think that people think of Disney as a place where you go because you have to take your kids there and you have to spend an inordinate amount of money and wait in ridiculously long rides unless you get the Disney concierge service and then you can pay a lot to cut everybody else in line. But it's for the kids.
Yeah, it's for the
kids. So I think people think it's weird if you see a random grown ass adult walking around Disney going on the rides by themselves.
Especially with a bandana around.
I didn't feel bad on the rides, but I did go to the universe? They have all the nations where you can eat or whatever for dinner. I had to eat something. So I went to like the German place or whatever and I had to sit at a communal table with another family. It was weird. That was definitely creepy.
What about golfing by yourself? I think that's fine.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Golfing by yourself.
Some people love to golf by themselves.
Yeah, there's not a problem with that. Because you don't look at people strange for golfing by
themselves. Why, though?
Because you look at somebody strange who's sitting at Kenny's. He's got to go to a restaurant. He's got a bandana on. He's by himself. You look at that guy in the corner and you go, all right, let's wear the exits so we could be ready before nut job shoots up the restaurant.
Okay. All right.
Here's a text that says, Dale here. What about a nightclub?
Come on.
I don't think Dale goes to nightclubs by himself.
It's like going to a strip club by yourself. Come on.
What? Really club.
Is that weird?
Yes.
Dale here.
Going to a strip club by yourself is weird.
That is extremely strange.
Yeah. What if you're like Ken and you're on a business trip?
Yeah.
I mean, Ken didn't even know that there was a strip joint in Orlando when he's on a business trip.
I thought I did some research on the matter, but I guess not. I mean,
maybe you got to wear a shirt that says... I'm more here on business or on vacation, so that's why I'm by myself in this
So
club.
I should have just stayed in the hotel? I mean, well, I can't go to eat.
Service. Wiggy, there's a lot of people who are texting in, who listen to the show, who travel for business by themselves. Mm-hmm. And so they're the ones that you see dining out. It's not weird when they're dining out by themselves because they're on a business trip.
Maybe sit at the bar, okay? If you're going to eat
can't right now.
Well, but we're talking this is over.
So if they sit at the bar,
that's
not weird.
No, because
but if they're sitting at a table to you, it's weird.
Yeah, because at the bar, it's like, you know, I'm here on business. Yeah. I can have some drinks. I can talk to the bartender. You like this? You like that?
That's really insensitive to alcoholics, Biggie, because we can't sit at the bar.
Oh, that's a good point, Curtis. That's a good point.
Well,
then maybe you should just order something and have it brought back to your room.
Yeah, I would not eat at a restaurant by myself. I'd bring it to the
room. What about going to a game by yourself?
That's weird too.
Or a concert.
Yeah, that's strange. Like, you have no friends? It's got to be one person.
I got an extra ticket, man. You're so judgmental. There are people who like having, they're all texting in right now.
Uh-huh.
They like having alone time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They like themselves. And you're judging that they have no friends because they're having dinner by themselves or they're at a Bruins game by themselves.
The problem is when I go places with certain friends, I know that there are at least two of them that I have to give. Well, if we're going someplace and we have to be there at 7,
right.
I got to tell them to meet me at 6 because I know they're going to be an hour late.
Okay.
They're not going to want to go to the restaurant I want to go to. They're going to want to split a bunch of appetizers. I want them for myself. It's going
to
wreck the whole experience
for me. Danielle, you have to have friends for every situation. I got my movie friend that I go to the movies with. Mm-hmm. I got my dinner friend that I know I could go to dinner with, and they're not going to give me problems.
What am I going to be
just
a
insecure.
Dinner friend?
You're my strip club friend. All
right. Yeah.
I want to
go
to a strip club. Hey, I'm calling this guy up. Let's go. Him and I were on the same one. I wanted a sports. I got my sports. There's always, you have that friend. When you're by yourself, I just hate to say it, people are looking at you funny, man.
Is your sports friend downstairs, Joe?
He is downstairs, Joe. Joe and I go there. Oh, I hand out 8x10s.
Anyway, we have learned that Ken is not a Disney hardo. In the form of having a Disney-themed wedding. So that's good news.
You know, having that wedding thing is almost as much of a hard-o move as Tom Cruise announcing that he's going to be filming a movie in space.
Yes, I saw that yesterday.
In space.
In space.
Awesome.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes. By himself?
Yes. Tom Cruise announced yesterday that next year, I think in October, he's going to be filming a movie in space, entirely in space.
Correct.
He's working with Elon Musk, who Wiggy doesn't like.
Yep.
I didn't say that. I said Elon Musk is a little strange. But that he does his own stunt, so he's going to be up there in a space suit and everything.
I don't know. Is it a space-themed film?
It is, yes.
Yeah? Oh, it is?
It's going to be NASA's first narrative film.
Oh.
I almost just said NASA.
Yeah.
I was so close.
So
it'd be like that film with Sandra Bullock.
Gravity, where she dies.
Yeah, he's gonna do all.
Just
of
kidding.
His, he's gonna do all of his.
George Clooney dies.
He's gonna do all of his space stunts himself.
Yes,
I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah.
He. I don't know if you saw this. I was gonna save this for pandemic tomorrow, but I'll reveal it today. He is reportedly paying like $750,000 to charter 2 cruise ships to host the cast and crew of the Mission Impossible 7 movie, so that they can basically form a cruise ship bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pretty good idea.
Interesting.
Actually.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
bad.
Isn't it? Don't
out
you wonder
pocket.
When you see new shows? Don't you wonder how they have filmed them?
Yes.
Are they violating the guidelines, the mandates? Is the lifeguard on board with some of these television productions and films that we are now seeing that have obviously been filmed in violation of the guidelines?
They're probably like the Nesson Studios. They take very safe precautions there.
Right, yeah.
That's why Dale can go there.
Has your TV watching response changed in that when you watch older stuff or rewatch stuff and you see people not socially distancing or not wearing masks, your brain automatically goes to, I'm like, how are there 15 people not wearing masks? Oh, because it was shot in 2008.
No, I don't even.
I don't think a lot of people have that reaction.
I don't even look at regular people who aren't distancing and worry about it.
Yeah, I like
it doesn't bother me one bit.
I like to see the new stuff. The new stuff. And I'm like, oh, man, I wonder how they pulled that one off.
All right. Well, anyway, we are going to get to the Karen Report coming up in just a moment. Right now, Ken Laird and what is trending.
Teddy Bruschi joins OMF this afternoon at 4:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
If you've recently begun struggling with your weight or have been for years, take control, lose weight, and keep it off with the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Yep, Tommy Kern at 1 o'clock today as well. Teddy Bruschi, 4:30, as you heard. Patriots on-field prep for the Raiders begins today. Keyshawn on with Dale and Keith yesterday. Pretty good. He is picking the Patriots over the Raiders. Here's why.
This is going to be a tough matchup for Derek Carr because I think Bill Belichick defensively will make the adjustments away from what happened in Seattle with Russell Wilson and try to get them playing back to what the way they did against the Miami Dolphins. Cam Newton will continue to keep building with his young receiving core. Obviously, Julian Edelman will be an important part of what they do on an offensive side. But, you know, in this game, if I was picking it right now, I'll be picking the New England Patriots.
Wiggy, if you had a concern for Sunday, would it be the run stop?
Yeah, because the Raiders have a pretty decent back home. What's his name? Josh Jacobs, right? So they have a pretty decent back. My biggest thing is going to be getting pressure. Not that Derek Carr's great, but they need to start showing that they can get pressure to the quarterback because that what ultimately is going to affect them when it comes to winning and losing games.
Of course, the Celtics and Heat take center stage tonight, 8:30 tip time. We would prefer 6:30, but sorry, Wiggs. 8:30 tonight. Celtics a 3-point favorite. Winner of this series gets Denver, and the winner of the Denver Lakers series. Nuggets took a game against the Lakers last night. Jamal Murray, a couple of big shots late, one from 29 feet, 114-106. Big debut for Nick Pivetta in a Sox jersey last night. Sean McDonough had the final call.
So Barnes does quick work in picking up the save, and Nick Pivetta is a winner in his Red Sox debut as he started and went five innings in this 8-3 Boston win.
How about that excitement on the Shaws and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network? It is good, though. You get Pivetta, you get Tanner Houck, two positive rotation developments late in the year, and that's part of the return from some of your trades. I think next year's trending nicely. You know, 1 year rebuild for the Red Sox. Bottom out and come back. They'll do it again tonight at 7:30. 8-3 win for the Sox last night. Clinchings across baseball. Two Braves won the East. Dodgers won the West. Indians clinched a playoff berth on a Jose Ramirez walk-off. Cubs clinched as well. That's what's trending on the Greco Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, your chance to beat Wiggy in our pandemic game and win a WEEI pen. By the way, I got a text yesterday about the prizes being better at WAAF than they are at WEEI. And I got to remind everybody, we're in the middle of a global pandemic
right
here. I mean,
it's not like the promotional items are rolling in right, right now. We got to chill, everybody. I mean, got to go through the prize closet.
Never mind the promotional items. The revenue is not rolling in. I mean, we can't be spending money on exorbitant, elaborate
T-shirts,
prizes, and T-shirts and things like that. All we can afford is pens.
That's why AAF went under.
And 107.3 today, they actually give away prizes that get you to heaven.
They probably did.
We could use some right of those in here.
Some kind of a...
Would that be a stairway?
Some kind of a logoed WAAF communion cup or something like that.
That's blasphemous.
I don't know what. But anyway, pandemic tomorrow at 8, and then also we will be joined on the show by Christian Fourier, who will talk football with us tomorrow. At 8:30, and then on Friday, we will talk with Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots during the 6 o'clock hour, and Jason McCourty, I'm guessing, this week, Curtis?
Yes, sir.
On Friday's show. So, right now, though, time for this.
Karen, I was dependent on that.
And now,
Karen!
The Karen Report.
Why did you do that?
Karen!
All right. Time now for one of Wiggy's favorite segments on the show, the Karen Report. Wiggy is obsessed with the Karens and the Kens.
I love it.
And in fact, I think yesterday or today, a couple of the Karens that are in the news are actually named Karen, which is somewhat interesting.
It is very amazing.
And I think we're beginning with those two. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
So there's these two Karens, Karen Belair and Karen Amici, and they live in Pennsylvania.
And they're literally named Karen.
Yeah. Okay. So they live in a gated community, as does the Jimenez family. It's a Black Hispanic family. Now, Wiggy, if you live in a gated community as a Black Hispanic family, you better have your resident card on you if you want to use the pool.
I would think so.
Because otherwise the Karens are coming for you, and that's what happened here. The family was at the pool.
The community pools seem to be a big issue.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems there.
The Karens don't like individuals swimming in the community pool who are not a part of the community.
Right. Or who don't look like them.
Exactly. Because these people are part of the community. Yes, that's the problem.
They don't look like us.
So the Jimenez family, the kids were swimming. The mom was down there. They were having a great time. And then the two Karens attack, and it's a whole thing.
I need my card to be able to stay here because if not,
But she don't.
Yeah, she does too.
So this the game we playing?
No, she
not. With the problems going on right now, can we not just let her go?
Look, I'm going to state a couple facts, right? We haven't been able to use these bullshit facilities for how many months because of COVID?
And we've been paying for it.
Well,
I think that since you started this, you should have to stay here.
She'll be back. I want to find out which girl allowed you to come in without the car.
Then you better go ask everybody on the beach. Because what's happening right now is not right.
Just mind your business.
And they're trying to use COVID as an excuse to like, get people out of the community.
Sorry,
pool.
You spelled racist wrong.
Right. Mind
you spelled
racist. Like, you know
here.
When somebody should, like, when, all right, maybe I need to call somebody because this person looks sketchy and they don't need
right
to be
they're
here.
They're acting strange. Yeah. They're like, oh, you have a slightly darker skin tone. You obviously don't live here. Like, that's disgusting.
Social pool card.
Yeah, right.
You guys can't even swim, so I don't know why you're in the pool.
Mm-hmm. So the second Karen in our Karen report today is a woman who refuses to wear her mask when she goes through the drive-through restaurant at the restaurant. And the worker at the window just very politely asked the woman, hey, next time you pull through, if you could just put your mask on, we would appreciate it.
Where was this?
Showed up on Twitter. Hold on. Let me see if I can get a location. I'll see if I can find a location. Mm-hmm. The video had surfaced online, didn't have a specific about where it happened. But if you've been through any drive-through to get coffee or food or anything, a lot of times they'll tell you with the speaker, please have your mask on when you drive up. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
A bunch of places I've been to have asked that, and they're very polite about it. They say, just please have your mask up when you come to the window. So this woman was not having it. She tells the restaurant employee, F you,
uh-huh,
a few other choice words, but here's how that sounded.
Yeah, next time, put a mask on.
F you.
Whoa. even though you're in the drive-thru, you're still really close to me, so.
You maintain your 6 foot. I'm in my vehicle.
Okay.
Okay.
Just put a mask on.
I'm in my vehicle. I don't need to
I
wear
didn't know
a mask.
You had to wear a mask in the drive-thru, man. I didn't know we
By
was
the way, at- Wiggy thinks it's really strange if you go to a drive-thru by yourself.
No, that's fine. But if you have to wear a mask in a drive-thru, I think that's strange. I'm in my car. I got to put a mask on?
Well, she was telling him that he had to maintain his 6 foot.
How are you going
to
hand somebody a bag of food at a distance?
Throw it. Throw it in the vehicle.
You're going to throw iced coffee at you in the car? Come on.
So you can't hand me my food because I don't have a mask on?
Put it on.
Wiggy, these are the guidelines. Oh, can you just follow the guidelines?
I mean, I would put it on, but I would think it's stupid.
These people are making $11 an hour dealing with morons that can't actually speak into a speaker or drive up through a drive-thru, or they have the audacity to roll up and be like, let me get 17 breakfast sandwiches, 14 iced coffees, all different, 6 munchkins, here's all the donuts that I want.
No, but I understand there are things that you have to wear the mask for, but then there are things that are just people, I think people are getting aggravated. There are things that are stupid. So I can go in a restaurant, sit down, take my mask off with the waiter, but now you're telling me if I'm just coming through a drive-thru and basically handing you my card and getting the food back, I need now put a mask on?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting point that you make.
It's like, come
on. It's a very interesting point that you make.
Well, it's the same thing as the coaches getting fined on the sidelines when the players aren't wearing
masks.
But
you don't see how people, like, and I don't think you should be MFing the person, but you don't think how people should be, they get frustrated from having to do stupid things. Now all of a sudden, I got to wear a mask while I'm sitting in my car. Man, that's stupid. That's just downright stupid. But the night before, I just went to a restaurant and didn't have to wear it, and the waiter or waitress was bringing me food and everything else.
Yeah, but she did violate the cardinal rule, which is you never screw with the people who are preparing your food.
Correct.
Not until after you get it.
Yes.
Right.
Then you could say whatever you want.
Well, you got to make sure it's correct, too, because if you screw with them and then you realize, they messed up, then you got to go back around.
Yeah. Or you just suck it up and go, I wanted fries, but I'm just going to have to deal with
the onion rings.
Yeah.
It's never, when it comes to the drive-thru, it's never a standard rule, though. There are drive-thrus where you don't have to wear a mask.
This is the first time I've ever heard of you having to wear a mask at a drive-thru.
I put it on as a courtesy. Just
oh, do you?
I
you
do. After I order, I just throw it on. Like, whatever. No big deal. I rip it off as soon as I drive away. I don't know.
I'm coming around on your neck thing, Greg. The convenience of just being able to pull it up at a moment's notice is big.
That's why I wear it.
It looks kind of goofy on me.
I wear that to cover up my chins also.
Correct.
It serves a double purpose.
But it is the most convenient thing. But the only problem is it kind of like, if you're like me, I don't like a lot of things on my neck because I feel like I'm getting choked. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So, and what's the point of having neck tats if you have to cover them up?
That's true. Well, that's why you get face tats.
Oh, cool. That's what I'm doing.
You know, and that's the only thing. But the convenience of that is just so much better than the regular mask.
I told Breece Hill you had a tattoo guy for him.
Yeah, I got one for him.
So
is he ready to get? Is he ready to join the club?
I think the issues, the family issues on getting a tattoo have been solved. So I think.
Oh, good.
I think everybody's in
agreement. Is there a limit to it? Like the size?
Well, the warning has been issued about remembering that at some point you're going to be 70. And the tattoo, the area in your body where the tattoo is, may not look the same as it looks when you're 20.
Right. When I'm 70, guess what? I won't be worried about my tattoos. I'll be worried about how many more years I got to live here.
Right.
Not a droopy
tattoo. Change my diaper, please.
I got a droopy tattoo on my forearm. They won't be worrying about that. Worrying about, how many more days I got on Earth.
Load them up. This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Happy hump day.
What's up?
So, I'm laughing about the whole drive-through thing because, I mean, look, it's a horrible thing to just say F you to somebody because of what they ask.
Yes.
Just drive along, please. But honestly, you can go into the place and order a coffee and a donut, and, you're all magically protected by this piece of plexiglass that Joe the handyman put up last week.
Yeah.
But you're not protected by the drive-through window. I mean, most drive-through windows, they have like an extra plexiglass that they put up with like a small square that they hand stuff, through to you.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, you have to wear your mask in your car. That's a little bit nuts.
Well, I mean, it's like when they hand the food or the money back to you.
Doesn't that have the COVID on it?
Aren't they touching that and sharing that and sending it through the...
Aren't you touching my credit card that I just handed to you that I've been, you touching it all day long?
Putting your mouth to hold it?
Yeah. Well, that who knows?
I hope that wasn't a clean drop.
And for the most... And most of the people that when you give them, not everybody's wearing gloves that's working at the drive-thru.
Right.
And some of those drive-thrus, the guy's right, they have like this partition that comes down. So you're only really getting your arm there. But it's just too much stuff. Like, you don't know what to do. Drive-thru, not wear one. Restaurant, wear one. Like Curtis said, I'm sitting at a table, but if I got to go, you know, 10 feet away to the bathroom, I got to put my mask on.
When you go certain places, they have different regulations for municipalities. So, for instance, I live in Swampscott, and they just instituted mandatory mask zones. Most of them are down in the beach areas because we have a lot of pedestrians, a lot of people walking, running, biking, kids, whatever.
Go to the Swampscott website.
Thank you, Diana. Please. I'm psyched to drive home tomorrow and drive through that S show again. And also in the downtown shopping area, which is Vinon Square. But if you are not from Swampscott, you wouldn't know that those are mandatory mask zones. Like Salem is more publicized that it's a downtown mask thing. They have the, you know, the traffic signs up that say like you have to have a mask on downtown, whatever it is. Yeah. But like you go to different towns and cities, unless there's very obvious signage, you wouldn't know that you have to have a mask
especially outdoors.
Places.
I always thought that outdoors you didn't have to wear one.
Well, I think the priorities are sometimes skewed, as I mentioned during my lead this morning at the start of the show, which is that I think in the city of Boston, we remain in somewhat of a cautious state. We are not allowing people to do things like sit at bars or go to a bar. Those are still closed.
Phase three is going to be called vigilant.
We're not allowing high school football. In many cases, we're not allowing kids to go to school.
Right.
But yet, the mayor announced yesterday that starting October 1st, the 5-cent fee for use of a plastic bag is back on so that they can collect your money. Meanwhile, they stopped that because they were concerned about people bringing their own bags in and spreading the virus.
Yeah.
Right? So, like a big grand announcement from the mayor yesterday, suddenly the 5-cent plastic bag charge is back on again.
I'm announcing today that barring any change in circumstances, the ban on plastic bags and the 5-cent fee will remain suspended until September 30th in the city of Boston. They will return starting October 1st. That gives stores the ability for the transition period to use the bags that they have currently in stock.
Oh, so they stop ordering the plastic bags the second October 1st comes around? I mean, this is just so freaking idiotic. I was listening to OMF yesterday. Lou had a phenomenal rant about his son's school. So I believe he said his son is like 10. Mm-hmm. And all day in the classrooms, they have to wear the mask and socially distance. He only gets to go to school twice a week. And then during recess, they can't play with any shared equipment.
Yeah.
The kids started throwing around one of their shoes because they had nothing else to do, and they got reprimanded.
Yeah.
They have to remain 10 feet apart outside. We're talking about 10-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, this one, I think when it comes to the mayor, this is about revenue
coming into the city.
That's all it is. Right. All right. We are going to get to the news coming up next. And then at 8:30, Brian Scalabrine will join us to talk about tonight's Celtics game.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
One of the very first leads that I had on this show when we switched over here was that the exit numbers on highways in Massachusetts would be changing eventually. And it's been almost a year. Now it's happening starting next month. We're switching from the conventional exit system on many of the highways to the, you know, 23, 24, 25 to a mileage-based exit system. So you can kind of tell how many miles are between the various exits. This is going to be a disaster in a state where we still call the Xfinity Center Great Woods.
Yeah.
And Jersey Street, Yawkey Way.
How does that work, though? I'm confused.
What a massive waste of money. What do you mean, how does it work with
the
you?
Mileage one? Like, so.
So, like, if it's, if you're going from. Let me explain. I think some other people are confused
about
this.
Yeah, I don't really
too.
Get this.
So, if you're on 128, right? You're going from exit 36 to 37.
Right.
Instead, now it would be like exit 62 to exit 83 because there's 19 miles between, whatever, 21 miles between the two of them. So it'll be the distance between the exits, that much mileage,
that's
which is going to be all new signage, which is going to be a huge expense.
That's dumb,
I guess there are several states that have made this transition and done it very successfully, and it's worked out well. I don't know. I just think it's going to be a disaster.
Is it because drivers from out of state are confused? Is that what it
That's
is?
That's part of it. That's part
I
of
mean,
it.
I mean, what they ought to do, if they're going to focus on that, they ought to undo the confusion between what part of Route 95 is 128 and what isn't.
Right.
Nobody knows.
But don't they have the mileage underneath the name of the exit anyways?
Well, you know, when you're approaching the exit, yes, but not like the distance. Like, the only time you really see the distance to the next exit is like you're on the Pike, like exits 9 to 10, something like that. Like, next exit, 26 miles.
Can we just ban out-of-state drivers from Massachusetts?
No, we can't do that. We need to.
I swear to God, every single day in the fast lane, there is either a New Jersey or a New York car.
Or Connecticut
going 38 miles an hour with nobody in front of them.
Well, I guess we have listeners on the Cape. They're really upset about Route 6 because it's going to lead to issues when it comes to the businesses there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're doing the mileage based on miles from Rhode Island.
Nobody has a clue the miles from Rhode Island or whatever.
Normally you just tell people, hey, get off exit 32.
Yeah.
This is one driver who thinks it's not a good idea.
Changing the number is going to confuse a lot more people. If it's by mileage, I think that... if you didn't notice the last mile, how do you know what's coming up? That's going to drive people crazy.
I mean, isn't every single driver on the planet Earth using GPS anyway? Like, who's looking at the exit signs and going, I got to find exit 32?
People your age, Greg.
Well, you know, but there are a lot of people that might go, okay, I'm familiar with it, but just, or somebody says, hey, you know where this is? Yeah, get off exit 32. All right. I just don't understand why they need mileage. Aren't usually most exits only a couple miles between each other? Like, most of the time?
Depends on the highway, but for the most part,
Is there anything better than Wiggy trying to figure these things out?
It's so confusing.
It's very confusing.
I think for most people.
I mean, apparently they did this. See, I didn't even notice this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a text from somebody who's listening in Maine who says that in your adopted home continent of Maine, we already did this. And it's worked out great. So I didn't even notice it.
Were you too busy eating a cinnamon bun?
Maybe.
And I just heard that Charlie Baker has appointed Wiggy his Secretary of Transportation.
Yeah, this was dumb. Hey, I'd have to say, Charlie, this is a no-go on there because I'm still confused.
I mean,
you sure are.
I think what we don't need to do is find ways to confuse
drivers.
Horrible Massachusetts drivers.
Right.
Correct.
That's what we don't need to be doing, and that is
very
exactly
correct.
What we're doing. However, if you don't do it, you lose federal funding.
Right.
So that's the whole thing. We have to do it. All right. So that's getting underway now,
finally. That's getting underway now, starting in October.
No, it's not. So he's driving like an animal.
Well, up at Merrimack College in North Andover, an entire dorm has been instructed to quarantine. That means hundreds of students after a coronavirus outbreak happened in one of the dorms.
Jesus.
All the students in one particular hall had to leave the dorm yesterday after learning that five students tested positive for COVID.
Uh-huh.
As of 5 p.m. yesterday, I think an additional 11 students had tested positive.
Oh, boy.
So they have people in isolation. People are off campus returning to their homes. It's quite a mess. This is one Merrimack student.
They weren't letting people leave the building. They didn't let them go to classes.
The lifeguard went up there and he found also one student had unauthorized snacks in their dorm room. And so they were suspended by the lifeguard.
And they had to pay.
We could also call Ken the RA. He's the RA and he's the lifeguard when it comes to COVID regulations.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
all right.
An RA, all right.
Well, that's an issue.
A real ass.
Anybody surprised?
Good one, Wix.
I have personal experience here.
Mm-hmm.
From my boy, Brees Hill.
Yeah.
Anybody surprised by these numbers? You know, the Bentley kids get tested once a week, I think.
Okay.
And they have done well over 5,000 tests at Bentley University and only one positive result.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
Is that surprising? Is that surprising to you?
But even if there was 11 positive results out of 5,000, isn't that pretty good?
I mean, percentage-wise,
yes. It's great. I just wonder why. There's only one positive out of 5,000 tests. When it comes to statistics that I've heard, that doesn't seem right, Ken.
Well, Merrimack had one last week, and now they have 11, Wiggy, to answer Wiggy's question. It's escalating.
Let's just stop
outbreak.
This for a second.
They had an outbreak.
Ken, one second. Greg asks you a specific question about Bentley College having 5,000 tests and one
it's
positive.
It's great news. This
but
is like Derek, the Steelers fan yesterday saying, what about the Dover case? Of course there are cases where things work out and you dodge a bullet.
But
that doesn't mean you
dodge
dictate
the question.
Public health by these one examples. I mean...
Okay. All right.
How many how many people did they test at Merrimack?
Well,
they
have no idea.
They have 266 residents
in
all.
Not sure what the total is. Now, speaking of COVID-related things when it comes to schools, the Department of Elementary and Secondary School, the commissioner, Jeff Riley, has sent a letter to 16 school districts within Massachusetts asking why they have not yet returned to in-person learning, despite the fact that they're classified as low-risk areas.
Good question.
Mm-hmm. He spoke with Boston 25, I think, Monday afternoon, and he said every 3 weeks we tell the schools to check out the trend, see where it's going, and make decisions based on that. And he said that essentially these school districts are in a position where they could safely return to in-person learning, and we want to know why they haven't yet done so. So they're looking for answers.
Now, he is being essentially called a bully by the Mass Teachers Association. Is that correct, Curtis?
Yes, he has. Okay. And we have audio of Mary Najemi. I think is how you pronounce her name.
Okay. All right.
Virus, anyone who has the virus, it will travel with them. And transmission rates is only one of many criteria that have to be put in place so that schools will be safe to open. This is the commissioner using bullying tactics to further the state's reckless agenda to drive people back into school buildings when the circumstances still are not guaranteed to be safe. I think it's time for the school committees to get the courage and stand up to the commissioner to say, we've made a decision and our decision is the right decision. So back off.
Ooh.
Why can't it be up to the parents and the teachers on whether or not they want to go to school? Like,
reckless.
An individual teacher, if she doesn't want to go, he doesn't want to go, doesn't go. And if a parent don't want to send their kid, they don't send their kid.
Mm-hmm. It's reckless.
So do you feel for your guy Baker? He's got to go through certain walls and restrictions like this. It's not just his unilateral decision for some of these things?
Well, yes. I mean, I feel for parents, really, I feel for kids who are not getting the education that they need to be getting. I mean, I don't understand why the teachers' union would not want kids to be in school and the teachers who feel like they can safely be there to be there interacting with their kids. I mean, I don't think it's bullying to ask why, if you're in a low-risk community, you're not sending your kids to school. I mean, the kids in the same community are going to the grocery store with their parents or going to the Home Depot or whatever and have been for months. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to Home Depot.
It's a waste of time. My kids started school and so they'll do a week on and a week off, but it's clearly already a waste of time. The kids that don't go to school are not getting they're not getting the proper schooling cuz they're at home on their iPad and it's I tell you, this school year is just a waste of time for these kids.
Well, why don't you do homeschooling? Why don't you conduct a neighborhood pod the Wiggy school. Yeah. They could teach Wig Latin to these kids.
Yeah, I mean, the things I'll be teaching them, they ain't going to learn in no classroom.
Highway mileage exit numbers. I mean, that's got to be first up on the list.
That's our math.
Is that Common Core?
Yeah, that's how we're figuring out our math.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you get a pound of weed.
Oh,
the Common Core is that Seaport Jimmy keeps talking about.
Yes.
She's the only person, by the way, who I have heard call anything that has gone on here in Massachusetts reckless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been the most one of the most conservative states when it comes to opening things up or whatever. I thought the point of being so conservative was so you had the opportunity to finally open schools up.
Eventually, no. When this is over.
When this is over.
Right.
When
everybody's got the vaccine and we've had the vaccine for 2 years, then mm-hmm. we can know.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Now, in North Carolina, a peeping Tom was busted at the local Cracker Barrel restaurant after he attempted to peep on a 15-year-old girl in the stall in the bathroom. The girl...
No disrespect to Cracker Barrel, but probably could have been anybody in the place.
Hey.
But yes, go
ahead.
It's
a quality restaurant,
okay.
Sir.
Yes, all right.
Now, the girl was in the stall and noticed something moving near her feet, looks down and sees basically like it's something out of a sitcom, like the guy's face just kind of rolled underneath the stall divider.
Really?
And the girl told her dad. He confronted the man, and then a group of dads whose kids were at the softball tournament went in and detained the guy until police could get there. The peeping Tom has been identified as 53-year-old Doug Lane, no relation to our engineer.
Are you sure?
Of the same name. After an employee pulled him out of the bathroom.
Said Doug Lane would not shut up during a remote broadcast.
This is a local resident with comments.
I really don't want to know what I would do. I'd be afraid of what I would do. And I do not judge any of the parents for what they did. My opinion got what they deserved for sure.
Yeah.
Did they rough him up a little bit?
I'm sure they did.
Oh, they did rough him up.
Yeah, good.
They roughed him up.
Citizen's arrest.
Good for them.
Street justice with
you. That's what happens when you defund the police.
Man, what's wrong with Doug Lane's?
What else?
It's Doug's Lane. It's like attorneys general. In Denver, a couple had their 2-month-old puppy stolen at gunpoint at a park.
No.
Allegedly. This sounds like kind of like a Charles Stewart story to me. But here's what the couple said.
Yeah, you bring them back bad memories.
They were walking... The couple was walking in the park, and they had this little mini dachshund puppy. His name was Loki. Very, very cute. And they say that a group of teenagers in a car pulled up and asked to take a picture with the puppy because it was cute. So the couple said, yeah, sure, no problem. So they hand the puppy over to the teenagers, who then pull out a gun, pointed at the couple, and then allegedly run back to the car and say, don't try to find him. Don't try to get him back.
What is wrong with
or
people?
You'll get, I have no idea.
I'm not this buying this
story. Such a
weird, I'm not buying this.
It's a weird dynamic, right?
This is fake. There's
no suspect.
Way. Yeah,
now,
teenagers pull out a gun to steal a puppy.
I mean, I don't know how much mini dachshunds are going for, you know, on the black pet market, but this is Sean, the boyfriend.
And then I reached for the door to open it, and they locked the door. They started rolling up the window, and then they hit the gun against the window like, don't, because I kept trying to reach in to grab him.
We're stealing puppies at gunpoint? Yeah, yeah. If you're stealing anything at gunpoint, I think it's something different than a puppy, but I don't know.
Yeah,
hopefully the dog is safe. Hopefully they'll get their dog back, but police are asking for anyone with info to contact them. So the CDC has issued new guidelines on how you can celebrate Halloween safely. Door-to-door trick-or-treating, costume parties, not recommended by the CDC. They say you should try your best to avoid all of those things. They place them in the high-risk category. They also say that any type of trick-or-treating activity that brings groups, like, for instance, if you were going to have cars in a parking lot and do, like, a tailgate trick-or-treat, they say that is also not advisable. Also on their
list... Why don't
they
just say you can't have any kind of fun on Halloween?
Right.
That's basically what they're saying in so many words. So also on the no-no list, indoor haunted houses, because people are screaming and running and droplets.
Yeah.
Right.
Hay rides, going on hay rides with anyone who's not in your household. But I think most of the apple-picking places have gonged the hay rides anyway. I don't know that they're doing those.
So... What about like witches' woods and things like that? They're
screaming,
just
running,
out of luck.
Out of luck. SOL.
All those places, Scream Fest.
Yeah. So everybody who has a Halloween themed business with a scary haunted house or whatever, that they're
not
just
this year.
They're not going to be able to do that.
And no booze. They're saying no booze at any parties because, of course, that changes your judgment and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
This is the hook. I mean, Trump will correct all these tomorrow and pretend like he's the hero that I stepped in and
saved Halloween.
He saved college football. Yeah, he's going to save Halloween next, Ken.
Yep.
Okay. Look at all the college football teams that are now.
The Starbucks, because his, I got to issue the warning to the guys. This is a trigger warning for you. His genitalia was disfigured by hot tea when he was scalded.
Enough of this. I mean, everybody knows that when you order a hot beverage, you don't put the thing in your lap.
Well, it's not even that. Don't grab the cup by the lid. Hold on to it. And that's exactly what happened. He went through the drive-thru. His wife ordered a couple of, like, citrus teas or whatever.
That's it.
And he went to grasp it from the top. The lid was not secure.
Boom,
Bob's your uncle.
That's it.
Covered in tea.
How much do you want for that?
Unspecified amount.
He has to get his lawyer, Jackie Childs.
Who told you to put the bomb on? I didn't tell you to put the bomb on.
Bag of cash.
Big bag of cash. Yep, make it go away. He said he suffered partial thickness burns with blistering across his lower left abdomen and everything below it.
Yeah, we don't need the full description on that.
You do, because you like to torture me.
Burn him! All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
617-779-7937 is the number to call if you'd like to be on this morning, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up in just a moment, Cam Newton on this show yesterday, and what he said with regard to his receivers has led to not only a Ken Laird column at WEEI.com today about the difference between he and Tom Brady, but also Ken Laird's lead this morning. Do we have a different vibe? Do we have a quarterback who is positive when it comes to his receivers? We'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.